You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Tries to appease Ribbono Shel Olam. So he comes to Ribbono Shel Olam, says, "Why are you angry? What happened?" Chishode. So he started giving Musar to Hashem. Lama yechara apecha. Wow, what happened? Why are you getting so, you know, upset at them?
So he makes it like it seems like a small sin that they did.
But he's permitted to talk to Hashem like this? Why? Is this a simple thing that happened? Huh? After 40 days? 40 days! 40 days when Hashem appears to them, opens the whole Shamayim, gives them the Torah, and speaks with them.
What's an intention?
Sorry? What do you mean? Why, you know, he can say it was not part of my hand, it was part of my sleeves? Huh? Huh? You know what that means?
Yeah.
what is that supposed to mean? So that Midrash brings a very beautiful message, and that is, Chas v'shalom, Shabbat v'shalom, he's going to not just come to Hashem and say, no, don't get angry, nothing happened, you know, don't get upset. So he has to bring reasoning. So he comes to Hashem and says, do you remember when we stood by Har Sinai, and he said, Lo yeh lecha Elohim acherim. What is Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Acherim? Huh? Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Acherim. What does Lecha means? You. So Moshe said, you talk to me. You didn't talk to them. You were pointing at me. You told me, don't worship an idol. I didn't. But you didn't tell him. You said, Lo Yeh Lachem. So what do you want? Why are you getting angry? So Hashem said, yes, you're right. I'm sorry. I didn't use it. Right grammar. Huh? You know what that is? Shabbat Shalom comes. What a lawyer. Raya Mehemna. How he's defending Am Yisrael. So now, so the question that we should ask, what's the question that we have to ask? Why Hashem had to give excuse, also Mubaja, to Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom. Hashem didn't know that he's going to use this against him. Huh? He could say, Lo Yeh Lachem. Say, Lo Yeh Lecha. Why? So that we learn from here, very, very powerful message. And it is, what is it? What do we learn from here?
Leave room for us to get away.
I'm sorry? No, Chas v'Shalom. No, Chas v'Shalom. No. We learn from here that Ribbono Shel Olam expects that an individual will stand up for Kol Am Yisrael and has a responsibility to save Am Yisrael. So, of course, Ribbono Shel Olam could say, Lo Yeh Lachem. How can you say, Lo Yeh Lecha? So that means that Ribbono Shel Olam expects from every individual that he has the position to cover up and protect and save Kol Am Yisrael. And you see what happened? Exactly, Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom stood up for Kol Am Yisrael and saved them. Not Chas v'Shalom, that Hashem made a mistake, God forbid. But here, wants to teach us that every Yehudi should never think, you know, what difference does it make? I do tefillah, I read Tehillim, I plead to Ribbono Shel Olam. What difference does it make? But here we see even a Yehudi that might think, you know, it's worthless, what difference does it make? Hashem is going to listen to me. No, I'm nothing, you know, I mean, under normal, under, you know, simple, nothing. So my tefillah has the effect. So here we see an unbelievable thing. So Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom comes and says, Why are you getting angry? What happened? He gives Musar to Hashem. No, don't get upset. But why? He says, you told me, Lo yelecha, you were talking to me. What do you want from them? They're innocent. You talk to me. So what does that mean? So that means Yehudi should realize that, you know, he's part of me. I know, you know, he's in a different planet. He doesn't understand. But it's my task to save him. To save him. And you can. And here we see, Shabbat Shalom pulled them out, saved them. And Hashem accepted it. Hashem could have said, no, when I say Lo Yelecha, it was for every individual. It could make sense. Lo Yelecha, Lo Yelecha, Lo Yelecha, Lo Yelecha. That's why I didn't say Lo Yelechem. But when Moshe came and says, no, you talk to me, he said, I forgot, you know, to use the right grammar. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. And he saved them. That means you, the savior of Am Yisrael, and you don't realize what the potential you have, what the koach you have. Just imagine, God forbid, not for anyone, somebody has to go to the doctor. Chas v'shalom. Never would happen. So now, after the doctor, you know, checks him, he says, you know, you have this and that. So he takes a thing out of his pocket and writes, what does he write? Prescription. So now, after he takes a prescription, what's the next step? What does he do? Where's he going to go?
The pharmacy.
Pharmacy. Why is he going to pharmacy?
To get medicine.
They have medicine pharmacy?
Yeah.
They don't have it like in market or
no.
Mechanic shop? Or.
No,
but he goes to the pharmacy. He's sure. Sure, because they have the medicine in the pharmacy. If Yehudi know that when he comes to Bono Sholam and Mitpalel, and he does his tefillah, is exactly to go to the pharmacy, it would be impossible. Whatever he wants would not come through. But the problem here is when you stand to pray to Bono Sholam, you don't have the assurance that it's going to go through. You don't have the assurance that it's going to happen. But when you take the prescription, you don't have a second thought. There's no other options. Where do you go? Go to pharmacy. Why? Because the medicine is there. If you had the awareness, I come to Beit Knesset, the tefillah means, I tell Hashem, you know, I need this. So really? Here, for you. But I don't have that confidence that my tefillah will be accepted.
Yeah.
You agree?
Yeah.
That's the whole problem. But here we see, no, it happens. Mishabram Shalom comes to Hashem and says, no, you spoke to me. So okay, salachti kit varecha. That's it. That's it. And that's how it is. If we were assured, we had the confidence, you know, you come to Hashem, why shouldn't I give you? But the problem here is, you know, yeah, we go through whatever series of statements. Ata chonen, ata shomea, this, that, and then. But I don't have the confidence my tefillah is going to go through. It's going to happen. And that's what we have to work on. You come to Beit Knesset, you open your siddur, that's it. It's done. It's going to come through. There is no second thought. Amen. Anything you want is going to come through.
Amen.
That's the whole concept of tefillah is all about. Milashon, petila. So Rachel Imenu is teaching us. Naftali, you become like a wick. To bow yourself to the one Shalom. That's how they used to. Hashem is like, Yenu, Shet Tefilatenu Yeh Merubah V'Ratzon.
Kol HaNeshama.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.